This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of the program. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we're actually going to get into your phone calls and thoughts. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. And coming up, we've been talking over the last hour or so about some heroic business owners, specifically the guys that own the Attila's Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. They got to be the most noteworthy, I think, of all of the business owners I've heard about. Early on, there was that lady that had like a salon in Dallas who stayed open, and she raised like $500,000 in donations from people from across the country.
There was also the old barber, I think, in Michigan.
Yeah, North Michigan.
He had an armed militia protecting him at one point.
That was a pretty awesome story. He was pretty ballsy, no doubt about it. But the biggest conflict had to be between these gym owners in New Jersey. Because, I mean, if you're in New Jersey, you literally are. I mean, governments are criminal gangs. New Jersey's got to be one of the most criminal. I mean, it's...
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's the garbage state. The people that actually live in New Jersey call it the garbage state. I mean, these people...
Why do they choose to live there, then?
I don't understand.
You're a human being. You have the capacity to migrate.
Humans have the tendency, even though they have the capacity to migrate, they have the tendency to stay put.
They do.
They stay where they are born, the supermajority of them.
And I don't understand why.
I don't either. I mean, I did stay where I was born for the first 26 years of my life.
Sure, but...
But then I found somewhere else that I could go that was better.
Was it not always within your... plan to leave your hometown, or did it just sort of happen incidentally? Because I always, I have different, you know, history.
Yeah,
there, but
I never had a plan
to leave.
Okay. I didn't have any disdain for where I was living. I mean, I didn't have a bad childhood or anything like that. But as soon as I found the opportunity to go somewhere else that was more free, it's like, well, that's a no-brainer. Okay. I got to go do that. So I moved to New Hampshire, and I've been here for 14 years. And that's not to say that I wouldn't move again if there really seemed like there was a more prospective freedom option on the table. I have yet to see it. I still think New Hampshire is far and away the best option out there. So, but unfortunately, New Hampshire is not a shining star in this whole COVID crackdown insanity. It's mid-pack at best as far as the various states and their levels of crackdown. It's not towards the best end of them, and it's not all the way towards the worst end of them. It's like at number 26 last time I looked at the charts.
I guess given that New Hampshire is kind of unique for... being, you know, the culture of New Hampshire surrounded by these ultra-liberal controlling states like mm-hmm. Massachusetts and Vermont and to some extent Maine, it is surprising that New Hampshire has been as good as it is compared to what its neighbors are doing and the immense pressure that must be being put on it from Vermont and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Connecticut and all of these other horrible places.
Yeah, I mean, by comparison, New Hampshire looks a lot more free when you look at its immediate neighbors. There's no doubt about that. But this year, and it has ranked as quite free when you look at economic freedom rankings and personal freedoms and the overall freedom rankings. New Hampshire is either usually number one or number two. Florida is either number one or number two. So it's like New Hampshire and Florida are the top two. And it depends on if you look at the Freedom of the 50 States study or the Fraser Institute Freedom of North America. Check either of those. And you'll see New Hampshire does very well. But those are numbers from 2018 and 2016. We haven't seen the numbers from 2020 yet. It's going to be two more years before we finally get to look at that. I think New Hampshire's going to take a dive.
Oh, wait, so Nunu has almost single-handedly destroyed the live free or die motto in New Hampshire.
Yep. And the people of New Hampshire have been decidedly disappointing in their responses. Because if people ignored the Sununu, the little tyrant, then he wouldn't be able to do anything. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we'll talk about a New Hampshire business that is facing a fine now from the Attorney General's
fine.
Yes, we'll tell you more about that coming up here. But first, we go to Steve. He's calling from Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Aria. How are you? This is Steve, your political refugee from Connecticut. How are you?
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I, you know, listening in and hearing all about the you know, tyranny versus liberty, just my report from Connecticut, well, we call him King Ned. Mm-hmm. I know that you have Lord Sununu up there, and I'll see you on Sunday at Lord Sununu.
Yes, the Sununu protests here are continuing. There's going to be one, as you mentioned, Sunday afternoon. So there was one this past Sunday. It had almost, I think, approximately 100 people showed up for it, which was pretty awesome for a first protest. So it sounds like we're going to get some new faces, including yours, Steve, this weekend. So what else was what did you want to share tonight?
Well, King Ned has imposed a $10,000 fine on any business that does not comply with the what is the word protocol in Connecticut.
The mask mandates and the social distancing and all of that nonsense.
Yes, and I'm part of the Connecticut Liberty Rally group, and last Friday we organized a protest against a bar that was shut down, and we had about 35 people out there. And the owner just...
You mean it was a protest in favor of the bar, not against the bar?
In favor of the bar, to support the bar against mm-hmm. King Ned.
Was the bar owner present?
I'm sorry?
Was the bar owner present?
He was, and the news media was there. And when we do these protests, we notify the news media, we notify the police, and saying that we're going to be there. And the owner of the bar said, well, I don't really want to, you know, and Connecticut is the land of steady habits. And like you were saying, like, you can move anywhere you want. I have 1 foot in New Hampshire, 1 foot is still in Connecticut. But
why do you inform the police?
Why do we inform the police? And I was saying this in the chat today, like,
I don't ever read the chat.
Our listeners also aren't in the chat. So what were you saying?
All right. So we call the police basically to bring attention that we're going to be protesting. I mean, it's not really a protest until we have 4 news media outlets, 5 police cars, and Mike, the frontline drummer, who's our fife and drum guy, and we start these protests. We're just out there, you know, making people aware of these shutdowns by our governor.
Okay, but why do you want the police near you? Is the part I'm not getting?
Oh, it's basically just for show, I think. You know. We did a protest at Trader Joe's, and the police actually, we didn't notify the police, but they found out about it through a Facebook post. And they had 4 police cars plus a SWAT truck there, and there were like 8 people there to protest Trader Joe's. It's crazy. It's Connecticut. It's crazy. It's like New Jersey.
Do you guys have any heroic business owners that are actually standing up against this stuff?
We do not, although King Ned just shut down a bar in Manchester, Connecticut, called the Hungry Tigress, a live music place, and the restrictions are at 9:30 is last call at 9:30. Mm-hmm. By 10 o'clock, everybody has to be out because the COVID comes out at 10 o'clock.
Have they provided any reason for this whatsoever?
No, they just want a curfew.
It's just King Ned. He says this is how it's going to be, and this is how it's going to be. So the bar owners...
It's just the next steps. More crackdowns.
Right. So these curfews, do the businesses have to close, or are you not allowed to be out?
No, the businesses have to close. All the patrons have to be out by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if there was a curfew in place, could you, like, hang out at the park if you wanted to after that time? I'm trying to find out to what extent this curfew exists. I mean, is it just the businesses have to close by then?
Well, if the bars and restaurants have to have the last service at 9:30 and all the patrons have to be out by 10 o'clock. That is the edict from King Ned, our governor.
I get it then. It's just more fascism. It's just more regulations to turn, you know, businesses into police.
There are, Aria, different states have different levels of curfew. So some states are saying you can't be out after night unless you're, you know, on an excuse or whatever, that you get your hall pass and you're going to work.
Let them try that crap with me, man.
Or you're going to, you're going to get something from, like, CVS or something. So there are exemptions from these curfews, so I don't know what the details are there in Connecticut. All right, Steve, what else do we need to know?
Well, the Hungry Tiger, which is a bar that was shut down, we are doing the Connecticut Liberty Rally on Saturday at noon at the Capitol to check this out, because Saturday is Small Business Saturday, right? So small businesses are being shut down in Connecticut.
Right.
We are doing the CP Liberty rally at the Capitol at noon.
Steve, let us know how it goes, man. I appreciate the heads up on that. I appreciate the effort that you guys are putting in down there. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria in the studio. You are invited to join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Join our Matrix chat server as well. Over at chat.lrn.fm is where you'll find step-by-step instructions on how to get on our chat server. It's free, and it's self-hosted, which means that there's no big tech corporation that is holding an axe over your head. You can just go and have more freedom to chat over at chat.lrn.fm. And also, if you want more freedom to hang out and party in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at a campground in New Hampshire in the summertime of 2021, start preparing now for ForkFest 2021. You can mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. We will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Presuming that there's not, you know, some sort of government armed guards standing out front trying to prevent us from getting in, which there wasn't this year, and I think they're going to leave us alone.
I don't think Crosby would allow it.
Yeah, I don't think we would allow it either. They didn't mess with us this year, and I don't think they're going to touch us next year. So go to forkfest.party. It's probably going to be the only thing you're going to get to do if this same crap continues into 2021. At least presuming you're free to actually leave the state government area that you're living in.
Which may not be the case.
They've already got checkpoints put up in New York City, apparently, right now. So, presuming you can get here, we're going to be having ForkFest, with or without you. It's June 28th through July 4th. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. And what does that mean? It means that there's no one in charge. I mean, obviously somebody runs the campground, but as far as the festival is concerned, no one is in charge. There's no official schedule or anything like that. It's just completely up to you to make your own experience. And if you want somebody else to experience something you want them to, then you create that thing. So whether it's a party tent or a band that you want to perform in or a karaoke that you want to host, please come on by and do it at ForkFest.
Are you going to host the karaoke this year?
I did not host karaoke last year, but...
no one did karaoke last year.
No one did. You're right about that. That's an interesting question. Maybe someone will do karaoke.
Maybe.
I don't know. I happen to know there's somebody that's got a bunch of karaoke tracks around here, though. So
that was what I was thinking.
It's a possibility. So we go to your calls and thoughts. Matt is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey. Hi, Ian.
Hey. What's on your mind?
It's been a long time.
Hey, what's up?
Well, you remember my call years ago, vaguely. I'm the guy that called you about the Siegelville, the ice cream scandal.
Oh, right. Okay, so for listeners who weren't around 4 years ago, you were in a federal prison. And you're going to have to recap the ice cream scandal for our listeners, if you know, since you brought it up.
Right. Well, with the BOP...
That's the Bureau of Prisons.
The Bureau of Prisons, people were doing was taking, they're basically stealing money and spending it on themselves instead of spending it on our food. So we were eating worse food because they were eating, like, I don't know, Black Angus or, you know, Olive Garden or whatever. And so
the guards of the prison were eating like kings. And the rules are, generally, in most jails that I'm aware of, that the guards are supposed to eat the same food as the inmates, right?
Really?
Right. And then I had sent you all those documents that basically proved that they were stealing. And then mm-hmm. I called the show, and on the day after, it was the day after, or maybe a couple of days after, they have this thing where what they do is they take the skim off the commissary, and it's sort of a tax return. It's not they're not really giving you anything. They're just giving everybody the same thing. It's bags of, you know, jail goodies, chips and candy and what have you. This is the part, because I never got a chance to talk to you after this. They blocked my ability to call the show after this. The warden was out there dressed in like a little Santa suit, and they were passing out the Christmas bags, and I was in line, and a lieutenant and five other cops rushed me and took me to the hole. I spent about, I don't know, a couple of months in the hole.
Jeez.
And then they let me out for a week, and then they threw me back in the hole. And what they said was there were threats against me. They never specified them, but they just said there were threats against me.
You yourself were never threatened by anyone. There was no one in the prison.
No. No, they're in.
So they just so happened to throw you in the hole after you just so happened to call this radio show and out them for stealing your lunch, basically the prisoner's lunch money.
Right. And then they just kept doing it. And they blocked the number. Any other prisoner in that prison, right, because they give other prisoners the number to the show, could call your show.
Mm-hmm.
But no sane person would do this after what happened to me.
Right, because you'll go to the hole. Call Free Talk Live,
right.
Go to the hole. Now, describe for our listeners what the hole is like.
Well, it's, the hole for me, they were so pissed off after I called your show that they threw me in a room. It's basically, a 6x10 room with a toilet and a sink in it. And food comes through the slot, trays go back out.
Do you even get a book?
You don't bring any books.
Okay.
And books come in through the mail.
Okay.
But what they did do to me, though, that was special, was they threw it. If you'll remember, I don't know for your listeners, this was a December call. They threw me in a cell that had no window when it was 28 degrees outside for a month.
Wow. So you're alone in a cell, There's you can read a book, so it's not the worst experience, but you have no social contact with the exception of the guard that comes to deliver your meal, basically. Did they give you an hour out around the day room or outside or anything like that?
Well, I guess every other day I could have gone outside for an hour, but I was already outside for an hour with my window broken.
Oh, the window.
Oh, that's what you meant by having no window. Okay.
I thought you meant there was
I had no window at all.
Oh, my God. That's
it was 28 degrees outside. They picked a special cell for me for calling you guys.
Wow. I mean, on its own, being in the torture or being in the hole is torture, right? Because
I mean, it's defined as torture by the Geneva Convention.
Correct. And then adding to it, freezing cold weather rolling through there constantly, 24 hours a day. That is crazy.
How long have you been out?
Yeah, I've been out about a year.
I'm glad you're out.
I got a job. I got an apartment. I met the most wonderful woman I've ever been with.
Oh.
I'm glad to hear things are improving and that you never have to, you know, face those sorts of nightmares again. Although, you know, having experience with such things, those nightmares are going to be with you forever.
You're
never going to forget that.
Well, at least you got a lady that you can, lay down with now and wake up with, so that's much better. It's a big improvement.
And you're not sleeping in 28-degree weather with a broken window.
Matt, hey, feel free to call in anytime with any updates or any crazy prison stories, because I know you got them. You know, if you spend time in there, you got some. Thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate it. Glad you made it out of there. Wow. So call Free Talk Live from the wrong prison, and they catch wind of it, you get in trouble. More coming up.
Taking her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and for the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Americans are hitting the road for the Thanksgiving weekend, even with the CDC advising against traveling as COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to rise across the country. Admiral Brekarama of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says no one is trying to cancel the holiday. He tells MSNBC that instead he hopes Americans will make good choices around their holiday celebrations.
And look, no one's trying to cancel Thanksgiving. What I urge Americans to do is make a good choice for you. If you can defer travel and have Thanksgiving at Valentine's Day, do that. If you make the decision to travel and be with your family, be on good behavior before you get together. Try to physically distance in the home. Wear a mask. Don't crowd people, 20 people in the kitchen like we do in Cajun land.
Wednesday saw the most deaths from COVID since early May, with nearly 2,300 fatalities reported. This is USA Radio News. President Trump issued a full pardon Wednesday for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. General Flynn had pled guilty to a charge of making false statements to the FBI as part of the Mueller investigation. Earlier this year, the Department of Justice moved to drop all charges against Flynn, a move that was put on hold by a federal judge. Wall Street stepped back a bit Wednesday from all-time highs it reached on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 173 points lower to finish the day at 29,872. The S&P 500 slid 5 points, and the Nasdaq bucked the trend, picking up 57 points to gain 0.5%. Part of the market's performance was a reaction to a weaker-than-expected unemployment report, as 778,000 people filed for benefits for the first time last week. That's 50,000 more than most economists expected. Continuing claims fell to around 6 million, the second straight week they've declined, although much of that drop-off can be attributed to benefits expiring for some workers. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
And Aria.
We're going to go to more of your calls and thoughts. Also, want to make sure that you can go to our website where you can download years' worth of archives for free. They go back to all the way to 2006. So dig in over there at freetalklive.com. And again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, Aria, you're going to tell us about a New Hampshire business that has been targeted with a fine. They've recently been handing out fines to businesses after many months of no fines whatsoever. And now all of a sudden,
we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe Sununu was waiting till after he got reelected, you know, telling his attorney general to hold off. Until it was safe.
People kept saying, oh, don't worry, no one's actually been fined yet. Or, don't worry, no one's actually been arrested for not wearing a mask yet. But
true.
It has happened. People have now been arrested and tackled in the streets. Not in New Hampshire.
Okay.
But Vin Armani posted a video of someone being attacked by police and brought down into this, all for not wearing a mask.
I saw that video. I don't know. So the video you're talking about was where there was like a long-haired hippie-looking guy that got tackled.
Uh-huh.
Somebody pointed out no one was wearing masks in that video, so it was probably old. It was probably from, like, Portland or something earlier this year.
Good point.
There were some questions about that particular video. That's why I ended up not actually using it for on-air. So, but that's likely to happen at some point.
I mean, they killed Eric Gardner for selling cigarettes. They will kill people to enforce these mask mandates.
Absolutely. You know, they're going to kill you to keep you safe.
That they haven't killed anyone yet shows a level of restraint I have not come to expect from the state.
We go on. Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, quartering threats, but
sleeping in 28 degrees. I do that every night.
That's hardcore, man.
28 degrees Celsius?
Man, on the beach, like in the Bahamas.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Nice.
What were you calling about, David?
Courtroom threats, but that your last caller, what they did to you, that's a federal retaliation is a federal crime as well as a tort.
Mm. And, well, it wasn't retaliation. They put him in the hole because there were threats against him.
He'd have to prove there were no threats against him.
I hear your sarcasm, and I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that they could find the facts if anybody cared enough in our government. Oh, that's right, they don't. That's why it says in our Declaration, our Constitution, the only three words you can read if you look at a picture of the original is, we the people.
It means I didn't sign it. It's not my Constitution.
Well, you know what? If we all time traveled, including you, back to when they were writing the Declaration of Independence, or right after the Revolution had been won, I bet you would have felt very, 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 very free compared to today.
Circumstances, I probably would have signed it, but that would be because the ideas of libertarianism hadn't evolved to the point where they're at now.
Okay, so back to retaliation. Yeah. What they did is retaliation, and it's a federal crime and a tort, and it should be pursued. I mean, I can't tell him what to do. And
I suspect he just wants to get back to his life or get to his life and not worry about fighting these goons constantly. So, I mean, how can you prove it though? You know, correlation is not causation. Just because he made a phone call to Free Talk Live,
I'll tell you how. When you make a complaint, some complaints actually have to be investigated, mm-hmm. and when they're investigated, people have to lie. And when they start lying, it's noticeable that their stories don't line up, and then they incriminate themselves further, and you find out even more cool stuff. So this is why you don't talk to police. What started that whole thing about the ice cream money being stolen or the money being stolen, commissary money being stolen to buy ice cream. Yeah. You know what? Actually, this guy actually deserves a little bit of a pat on the back. The state auditor in New Mexico, Brian Colon, he announced today that exact same thing is being done in the Bernalillo County MDC, the jail in Bernalillo County. Families were putting money on deposit at the commissary for their inmate family members, and the guards at the jail were stealing it, $60,000 worth.
Yep.
The state auditor here just announced that today that he had discovered that.
Wow.
Which reminds me, I have some money on deposit still in the county jail in one of the counties here, and I just called the county commission, one of the county commissioners tonight, and began an inquiry about that money. So we'll see if
you had money in a commissary account while you were in jail, and they never gave it back to you?
Yes, technically yes, because if you remember, the state of New Mexico being government, they screwed up their mailings, and they mm-hmm. mailed a summons to me at an address where I don't live, and it was their fault, not mine.
Right, but they blamed you.
So I got arrested on a warrant, and when they arrested me, they took all my money, right?
Right, and they put it in commissary.
Yeah, and then when they kicked me out of the jail, like 3 days later, mm-hmm. for no fault of my own, they didn't give me my money back.
Do you have a receipt? Did they give you a receipt for the money?
That's the other thing. They wouldn't even give me a receipt for
it. How are you going to prove your case?
It'll be fun. It'll be fun trying.
Let us know how it goes, David. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So they're supposed to give you a receipt when you get booked into a jail. If you've got $300 in your wallet, there's, you know, when they inventory everything that's on your person, you know, your wallet, your keys, whatever was in the wallet, they're supposed to, $300. Write it down. And then when you get out of jail, you're supposed to get they won't give you the cash, at least not around here. They give you like a prepaid debit card. And with the $300 on it, basically.
Why won't they give you the cash back?
Because they do it the way they want to do it, not the way that, you know, it should work.
But they didn't confiscate a prepaid debit card. They confiscated $300 in cash.
That's how it goes. And maybe, maybe it's different in different states. Let's talk to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. So if they go through the inventory and they don't write down how much money you have, make them write it down. Otherwise, they'll steal it from you. Go ahead, James.
Oh, may I?
Huh? You drunk already?
Why do you ever call Dave from Area 51 a lunatic, as he obviously is? That's why he doesn't.
He has never threatened any of our co-hosts.
Neither have I.
All right, what were you calling about?
Neither have I.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jay.
What were you calling about?
You loser and liar. May I ask you why you're not celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow with your families? Is it because drag queen James and Ian Seaman? None of your
family
respect you.
Actually, no. James, you'd be quite surprised to find out that my grandmother actually reached out to me on Facebook and said that she was sorry that I'm not going to be out there tomorrow.
I am surprised.
I was surprised too, man.
Are you enjoying letting it hang out while wearing a kilt all around King New Hampshire, expressing your freedom?
That's Mark who wears kilts.
Of course not.
And Richie.
Like, the reason why you're ignoring your advertising Dorkfest a year before it's happening is because I noticed you don't actually have any advertisers anymore to pay. Oh, that's a good one. Again, you don't call Dave a lunatic and a loser because he is, but he's definitely a sycophant for Free Talk Live. You're bread and butter, like the loser, Matt. And don't hear you make
everyone except you is a loser, right, what? James?
No, you are.
James, you've been calling this show obsessively for like a decade.
James, you should take this to heart, because the reason why I, having been called a liar on the public airwaves by a pencil neck geek you're standing next to or sitting next to, excuse me, has not had his head smashed into asphalt is not because I fear men with guns, but because I fear a God that will definitely dispose of you properly when you finally stop breathing.
Go and ruin Thanksgiving.
He so rarely does that.
Yeah, he's usually better. And it was not a bad call. I mean, it was
I'm
bad.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to tell him directly, James, I think you're a liar.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely lied. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Well, that's too bad. It was one
of the better...
to
be a trigger phrase for him.
It was more than, you know, it was more of a tolerable call. Like, you know, we let him go for a while, and he did call me Ian Seaman, which maybe he's used that in the past, but it seemed new.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, it seemed new to me.
He usually dead names you.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, happy Thanksgiving there, James. I hope that you stay home and don't drive while you're drunk.
Or, I hope you spend time with your family, but your father's disappointed in you, so that's probably not in the cards.
All right. We're going to be having a good time on Thanksgiving. I can't tell you what we're going to do, but we'll tell you afterwards tomorrow. We got more coming up. Plenty of time for you if you join us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up anything that you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Arya.
And Arya, where are you blogging these days? You had a sheriff's campaign. You wrote some really epic blogs over at Arya4Sheriff. That's Arya4Sheriff.com.
I'm still blogging there and at reformsatanicchurch.com. It depends on what I'm blogging about.
The content.
Like right now I'm working on a thing about, you know, ego and people clinging to ego so much that they'd rather do anything they can to perpetuate their own existence, no matter how miserable that existence becomes.
Right.
And that belongs on the Reformed Satanic Church site and not the campaign site. So if it's something politically related, it's going to end up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's something that's more sociological, it's going to end up on reformsatanicchurch.com.
Good stuff. Get on over there and check her out as we continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to JT, calling us from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, JT.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, the coroner and the sheriff have all the power, but when you get booked, in the state of Pennsylvania, whatever you have on you, you may as well write that off because you're not getting it back.
Really?
Now, absolutely.
So they just jack all the money from you?
They call it a contribution. They call it a contribution. So if you plan on getting booked, right, hide your money. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. So if you're going to do civil disobedience in Pennsylvania, don't bring money along.
Well, they could always just call it civil disobedience.
Or anything else. Or anything else. I mean, if for whatever reason you intentionally or arbitrarily broke a law, you're going to get nailed and whatever you got on, that's theirs.
The first time I was arrested, I was 16. They confiscated my cigarettes. They gave them back to me when they released me. I don't think it occurred to them what they were doing.
They did that in another state for me, but they joked about every item, like this and that. Oh, we're joking about this. We're joking about that. Well, what about the freaking $10,000 in my car that you got in a
in a lockup somewhere that you got to, I got to take a taxi to go get my car.
That sucks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
JP or JT, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, man. And we will be live on Thanksgiving. I would like to clarify that. Feel free to tune into us tomorrow night and you'll get to hear about our Thanksgiving Day hijinks, which I can't say anything else about at the moment. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to do another COVID update from the doctor's office. We've got there's quite a few more COVID cases now, so there definitely does seem to be something to the cases rising.
Okay.
Again, we're still not seeing very, very sick patients unless they're extremely old or in very, very poor health. So this thing, it's got a very, very low fatality rate. The IFR rate is very low on it if you're under 65. And I did notice something strange, though, and that is, you know, every year we go through this season, it's flu season, and we have flu tests that we do in the office. Mm-hmm. And typically, I don't know, maybe 30 to 40% of all the flu tests we give out come back positive. But not this year. You know, I've seen the statistics that show that flu is down close to zero and COVID is way up. And I tried to figure out why that would be. And that's actually coming true in our office because the people we give COVID flu tests to are coming up negative. I don't think we've only had but a handful of positive flu cases this year, which is extremely unusual.
Why? Why is that?
Well, I heard speculation that it's possible that the COVID virus is chasing out the flu virus because they compete for hosts. You know, and that's basically
you can't catch them both at the same time, or are you catching one?
Apparently not, because apparently these meat popsicles can only, you know, host one type of a thing at a time, or, you know, one could take over and the other one would have to compete and would fail in competing.
It's like mold and mushrooms, essentially.
Yeah, it's what somebody speculated in the scientific community. And I don't claim to be a scientist and I don't claim to be a doctor. I can only tell you what's happening in our medical office. I'm just the administrator. But the fact is, we're coming up with almost no positive flu tests, and we are coming up with a lot of positive COVID tests. But again, some of these people aren't even sick. In fact, if you're not sick, I wouldn't even get tested.
I wouldn't get tested if I was sick. I'm not going to get tested if I'm sick either. But if I were to do a test, it would only be some sort of at-home test I presume something like this exists, maybe it doesn't, but where I don't have to share the results with anyone, I don't go into some sort of database or whatever. Yeah. That would be the only way, and it would just be out of curiosity.
Yeah, that test doesn't exist yet. I'd like to try that myself.
Yeah.
But now, some people do for tests. I know Mark had to take one for his trip. He had to take a test.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe
you
it was
know?
Real, maybe it wasn't.
Ah,
how would you know? I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, all they want to see is the piece of paper that shows that you were clean, right?
Yeah, I suppose there's going to be a market for those counterfeit.
From what I understand, there is a market for that. And where you get them, I don't know, but I suspect the darknet knows. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the update. I appreciate hearing from you. So, Aria, there was a brief story that, since we've been talking about businesses and you know, refusing to obey these government diktats regarding how to run their business or not to run their business or close down or, you know, et cetera and so on, there apparently has been a few businesses recently in New Hampshire that have been targeted for fines by the state. Recently, there were three more announced at $500 fines. This one's $1,500, though. What happened?
This one is coming to us from Concord. A New Hampshire restaurant fined $1,500 following a complaint from some Karen about a lack of social distancing and mask wearing during the coronavirus pandemic. The Attorney General's office said it assessed the penalty against Grumpy's Bar and Grill in, I guess that's Plasto, after the restaurant on November the 14th was visited by a police officer who was following up on a photo taken the day before showing overcrowding, standing and mingling in the bar area, no social distancing between tables, and no face covering. Sounds like a pretty awesome bar.
Yeah, how dare people go in and actually choose to make a choice for themselves?
The Attorney General, in its letter to Grumpy, said it also had been notified earlier in writing that 6 feet is required between the tables. The number of people in the bar must be restricted in order to maintain the 6-foot distance, and standing and mingling in bar areas is prohibited. They actually included the photograph here, evidently.
Wow.
Taken on November the 13th. It's a pretty busy bar. And
nice.
There's no social distancing. There are no masks. It's
That's awesome.
Quite a nice picture.
Unfortunately, the owner is acting like a little bitch.
He is. Is he?
It should be later in the story.
The owner said establishments in nearby Massachusetts had closed earlier under new rules, and, quote, so we ended up with a serious overflow that we weren't ready for. He said, since then, we've taken measures so that won't happen again.
Yeah.
You are correct. Separately, 3 recent cases of the virus were associated with the bar, with possible community exposure on November the 10th and November the 14th. The restaurant has said on its Facebook page that the entire establishment has since had a, quote, deep sanitizing clean. But they've also fined other places. Last week, the Attorney General's office fined a bakery, a bagel shop, and a pizza place $500 each after repeated complaints about staff not wearing masks during the coronavirus pandemic. So this is how it starts. You know, everyone gave them the benefit of the doubt at first, saying, oh, but they're not actually issuing fines. They're just giving people warnings. Okay, but the fines have officially started now for people not wearing masks in restaurants. And you're not finding the patrons, the ones not wearing the masks, or the employees. You're finding the business owner, turning the business owner into a law enforcement officer. And I don't know how anyone can be okay with that. That's literally fascism. That's how you get fascism.
I'm trying to find it. I don't have it with me right now, but there's news about, I believe it was the bakery that you were referring to at the end of that story. The Liberty Defense Fund, which is the new legal fund. Here it is. The bakery. Does it say the name of it?
It does not.
So, Bedford Bakery called... not jumping out. Oh, Simply Delicious Baking. Owner received a $500 fine by mail from the Attorney General's office for operating in violation of the governor's emergency order and civil penalties of up to $1,000 per violation, etc. Thomas McLeod, chairman of the Liberty Defense Fund for New Hampshire, says these emergency mask orders are an overreach and overreaction to the actual facts surrounding COVID-19 outbreak. So far, the governor has had near dictatorial powers in issuing his various emergency orders with very little pushback. It's important the court step in to vindicate individual liberties. Especially in times like these, we need the courts to uphold the rule of law and administer justice, protecting the minority from overreaches of the majority. So they are paying for an attorney for this bakery owner to fight this.
Awesome.
So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops, and we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.